This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me here on the Community Matters program are members of the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra and the Warren County Summer Music School. So, first of all, I wanted to thank you all for taking the time to join me today. I understand that we are about less than a week away from the Pops by the Fountain concert, which is something that's become a really, really cool staple activity here in Warren County, and I'm so excited to talk about it. So, first of all, what are some of the pieces that you have lined up for this upcoming concert?
Well, we have quite a few. Well, by the way, good morning to you as well. So we have a standard thing that we do for this concert because we have a couple of Sousa marches that are always on the program, the Star Spangled Spectacular and the Washington Post.
Yes.
Stars and Stripes Forever and Star Spangled Spectacular. All three of those.
And so, and then, of course, the program opens with a piece called Highland Cathedral, which... I walk in playing the bagpipes, and then we have In the Hall of the Mountain King by Grieg, a tune called Fascination. So if you're over the age of 60, you probably would recognize this tune. From Sea to Shining Sea, which we'll have a choir from the summer music program sing that with us. Sandpaper Ballet by one of our favorite orchestra members, Leroy Anderson.
Amanda's favorite composer,
Leroy Anderson, which she really does not like him. But it's a really cute piece. And we're going to have dancers with that as well, and sandpaper soloists.
It actually
requires three soloists on sandpaper, yes. And then Broadway Tonight, and then Harry Potter piece, and a tune called Eagles on Tour, which represents and has a couple of the Eagles' the greatest hits on it. But
it's really cool.
That's about it.
Yeah, so, and then the Star Spangled Spectacular, where Brian will invite someone from the audience to conduct, as we've done the last 2 years, and it's always kind of fun to see who volunteers or who gets volunteered to do it.
So, you know, that's actually one of the things that I did want to talk about here. So this is an activity that has been really going on here in Warren County for a couple of years now, and it's something that has always been well attended. And one of the things that is really cool is that you do a lot to interact with the crowd during the concert, between the bagpipe entrance, between having, you know, the Warren County Summer Music School students participate in either the dancing or singing in the chorus. I mean, there's always a lot of different ways that the audience is able to participate and be involved in this, and it just makes it that much more fun of an activity to be part of. So this, the other thing too that I wanted to mention with this is an activity that is free to the public to attend, but it's great because there are also an opportunity that's going to come up during the show where you can make donations to the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra and the Summer Music School.
Just to
the Philharmonic. And so when you do that, it really goes to support all of the amazing things that they work on throughout the year, and it goes to help cover the cost of some of the music and some of the instrument coverage and things like that. So it really is pretty amazing to see, and it's really helpful for all of these people that are taking the time out of their day to perform and do this amazing show. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is you are able to mix in some really cool music with this show every year, and while we've got those patriotic favorites that people really love to hear, you always do a really good job of mixing in different pop favorites as well, and I'm excited to hear this, you know, this Eagles on the Road performance. Yeah. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
I'm excited to hear what it sounds like too, because none of us will really know what it sounds like until
that day,
Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Well, our students do. One of the students, middle school students, proudly told me, and I knew every one of those songs.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know.
They know Eagles songs.
One of them does, at least.
Those are like almost 50-year-old songs.
Must see what their parents play in the car.
Right.
There you go.
Well, I love to hear that. And you know, when we talk about that, that's actually one of the things that I think is so exciting about this concert. When people go to this, and this year it's going to be coming up, it's scheduled for Thursday, June 27th. It's a 7 p.m. start. And when people go to this, they are experiencing this at the same time that all of you guys are, because when the Philharmonic Orchestra and the Summer Music School come together to do this, this is the first time that you guys are actually performing all of these pieces together at once, right?
That's true.
We look at them at 5 and we play them at 7.
Yeah. It's really amazing to see, and honestly, I got to admit, I love our location of the radio station here, because usually as they are starting to get ready and prepared for this, I can actually hear some of these songs in practice while I'm up getting ready, and I can come down and join the fun. And really, it's just such a cool experience to be part of, because when you are there in person, you can hear all of the instruments in a different way, where you really are able to kind of feel that, where it doesn't translate as well in just listening to music through speakers as compared to this, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes total sense. If you think about on the Stars and Stripes, when those piccolos are belting that out at the end, it's like loud. It's crazy, right? And they hate playing that part, by the way.
No, I think it's a fun part.
Well, they
some of them like it.
Some of them like it.
It's not an easy piccolo part.
It's very difficult. No, and in fact, they tell me every year, gives it to us again, and I have to practice it again because I don't remember it from last year. I mean, and that's the part they have to practice.
Right, and you know, I sort of let the ball drop this year because I was going to learn the piccolo solo part too. Because I've been playing flute every day for the last, that was my New Year's resolution this year.
Oh, wow.
Was to play flute every day. And I sort of dropped the ball on that one. My piccolo playing's not very good, so I'm not going to be doing it. Maybe next summer, you know.
Well, you do so many other things during this concert. I mean, one thing that we got to talk about is the bagpipes. I mean, first of all, how long did it take you to learn how to do that on the bagpipes?
I'm still working at it. It's only been, what, 40 years?
I mean...
or more than 40 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something that is definitely, you don't see people playing them every day, so it's...
That's a good reason. There's a reason for that, yeah. Who wants to hear them every day?
That's a fair point.
You know, either people love them or they, you know, it's not one of those instruments that you can go either way. It's like, I'm not sure if I like them or not. It's either, you know, you love them or you hate them, really.
But it's so cool that you're able to integrate all of these different things into that one concert there. And that's one of the things that I wanted to highlight. I mean, when we talk about it, you're able to hear just a really cool variety of music with this, with what you guys have put together. So when we talk about some of these pieces, one thing that I wanted to ask is, what particular piece are you individually all looking forward to the most? So, Brian, what would be...
The last one of the program.
Actually, that's my favorite. Actually, just because it's so rare that you see, especially around here, a full orchestra performing like the Washington Post and the Stars and Stripes. And it is so powerful with all those musicians. And then it really gets you in the mood. You're like, oh, yeah, I want to put on my red, bright, and blue shirt, and I'm getting ready for the 4th of July. And it's a big thing, I think.
And the audience claps along with us.
Yes, it's fun. And,
it is.
And I noticed last year that when the concert ended, a lot of people were standing around talking and chatting, and that it was a really nice sense of community going on, like people were having a good time.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and it's a really cool thing. And we had, what, 400, 500 people there last year?
Oh yeah, absolutely, easily. And that's one of the things that I think is really amazing about this, being that this is a free open air concert. Again, this is going to be taking place this coming Thursday. 7 p.m. is the start time that we're planning on. And the other thing that we have to talk about with this, being that it is an open air concert, there's a chance that there might be inclement weather. we, you know, have to just kind of think about that. And if that does happen, I understand that you do have a rain check location for this, right?
Right. We'll be at the high school if that happens, and we're hoping not to have that happen. We
Absolutely.
Have been extremely lucky the last several years. I mean, last year we almost got smoked out, remember?
Oh, with the wildfire, right. Yeah.
At the very last second, that day was clear, because I had several people try to cancel on me, and I
wrote
back
that.
And I said, look, it's clear here. You'll be okay if you have asthma. And then they came, and they're like, they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people were afraid to come out last year because of the smoke. That went on for days.
It did, yeah. And, you know, I have to say, we did get really lucky for that, because that concert was a clear concert. It was, you know, it was a clear day that day, and really, it ended up being a great opportunity, a great showing, so many people. And that's what we're hoping for once again this year. This is, you know, an opportunity to be able to experience something that's a lot of fun, it's interactive, and it doesn't cost anything. And what you do at the end of the day goes to support the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra and the Warren County Summer Music School with, you know, just being there and getting to show, you know.
Showing their support.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something that we can appreciate, because those students take a lot of time to learn those pieces as well, right?
Oh, right. They're practicing. And we have 3 weeks of intensive every morning school. When you ask what pieces we were looking forward to, it seems that this year at Summer Music School, we have more fine singers. And so I think they really sound beautiful. We sing together in Morning Wake Up, and they sound really extraordinary. So I think the America the Beautiful that we sing in the From Sea to Shining Sea will really be special. And we have two dance teachers, and they're collaborating on the Sandpaper Ballet, and I can't wait to see what they come up with. So that's a nice opportunity for students who aren't just orchestral players. Of course, for them to sit side by side with the professionals, that's a real treat too.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of professionals, Brenda, I wanted to ask what your favorite is from this whole piece that we have lined up.
Well, I told you I like the Stars and Stripes, but I really like the piece that we're going to play that Broadway tonight. That, I think, is a nice arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we played that on the May concert, so that is a good thing, because we've already practiced that one. So, but there was some nice music on there, and the arrangement was very nice to listen to, and I liked it. And the Sandpaper Ballet, if you haven't seen it on YouTube, you should watch it on YouTube. There's a orchestra that does it they're from somewhere in South America, and the guys dress up like painters, and they play the sandpaper thing.
Oh.
It's very funny.
That's cool.
Because I didn't know that piece at all, and I'm like, I got to look it up, and I have to just check it out. So
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how they play the different sandpaper. It's very kitschy.
That's going to be pretty cool to see. I'm very, very much excited about that. So when we talk about this, this is going to be coming up this Thursday. It's a 7 p.m. start time. And the best way to stay up to date as to the plan for this concert, as to the weather and things like that, would be to follow the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra Facebook page, right?
Correct. If we're going to be inside, we will put it on the Facebook page. If you don't see anything, just come out with your lawn chair.
And that would be the same for the Warren County Summer Music School Facebook page. We also will keep people posted.
We appreciate that, because this is something, like we've talked about historically in the past, we've had really, really amazing luck, and it's been an amazing show every single year, and I am just looking forward to this so much. This is genuinely, like, one of my favorite parts of the summer. It is the best way to start off the 4th of July celebrations, and it is the unofficial start to the 4th of July celebration here in Warren, so we hope to see you out there. It's coming up on Thursday. It's going to be June 27th at 7 p.m. and it's going to be on 2nd Avenue right by the fountain. It's Pops by the Fountain, hosted by the Warren Philharmonic Orchestra and the Warren County Summer Music School.
Thank you
for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.